Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
This is Your Network of Praise. Thank you, as always, for listening in. Every Monday about this time, we like to pause for a moment, just take a look at what's going on. It's our network update. Roger Lundquist, General Manager of Your Network of Praise, jumps in here with us. And Roger, a couple of things we want to celebrate and ask for prayer for, as is often the case. First off, we want to look at Kimball, Nebraska, and the opportunity to go on the air there.
Well, that's right. We've been talking about that for the last 4 or 5 months as details worked out for that. We purchased a license in Kimball a number of weeks ago, and the equipment has been bought and paid for, and it's on the way. The last piece of equipment is supposed to arrive at our Helena office today, in fact. And so we're getting ready to head down to Kimball tomorrow morning. And we'll spend the next few days getting that station put together. The tower crew is all ready. They'll be there on Thursday morning. We're looking forward to just a quick week of construction. And then YNOP will be on the air in one more state, the state of Nebraska. And we're looking forward to that.
How about that? So Kimball, Nebraska, and boy, with a lot of miles to put on and some work to do, let's pray for good weather to work with and the equipment, obviously.
Yeah, that's it. The equipment is all brand new, and we're very thankful that YNOP listeners provided during our friendraiser back in March so that we were able to buy really good quality equipment. And so it's all brand new. It's good quality. We just need it all to work.
Yes.
So that's the first prayer request, is that the equipment has all survived shipping safely and is going to work right out of the box. And the second, and the big one, is the weather, because there has been a lot of wind in that part of the country recently, high winds that would be a little bit too much for a tower crew to safely work in. So we're praying that we'll have good weather while the tower crew is there so that they can complete the antennas. They should be able to get the whole job done, hang the antennas and the antenna cable all in one day without any problem, as long as the weather cooperates. So that's our big prayer request, that we'll have good weather throughout the next couple of days so we can get that station built.
Okay, excellent. Now let's move south down to Africa and talk about the podcast, radioafrica.fm podcast. And it seems like frequently we come on here and say we have a new language to add, and that's the case again.
It is, and we are really, really looking forward to this one, because our focus, of course, is languages that are widely spoken or where there's some special need to have that language available. And one of the most widely spoken in Africa is Arabic. And there is a good amount of Christian content in Arabic that has been produced, so it's just a matter of getting that into the ears of people, primarily in North Africa. And so we're really happy to be working on that. And our Africa team expects that we'll have that ready sometime during the month of May. But there is a lot of work to be done, a lot of time spent downloading programs and everything. So please be in prayer for the Africa team and for all the technology stuff, so that we can get that eighth language up and running, because, again, that's one that we just feel that part of the continent is very critical. North Africa has millions of people who are Arabic-speaking, who are primarily followers of Islam, and we want to be able to provide them the Word of God in their own language.
What an opportunity. Yeah, let's be praying about that. And also, we, of course, need to get the word out that it is available, and so advertising comes into play.
Yeah, and you know, the limitations in Africa, so many places have very limited access to the internet. Places like Mozambique only have 2% access to the internet among their population. But smartphones are everywhere, and the number of people using smartphones is increasing at a pretty high rate. So a Facebook page was the way to actually reach the people that we're trying to reach through advertising. And we'll, of course, be doing social media advertising. We'll be advertising on Facebook and other outlets. But we just started the radioafrica.fm Facebook page. And you're welcome to, if you're a Facebook user, go on. And it's called Radio Africa FM, and that'll bring it up. And then if you would like that and share that with people you know who might be interested, we would appreciate that. because we need as many Americans praying for it as we can have. And, of course, then we're going to be doing advertising so people around the continent of Africa can see that, and that will direct them to not only RadioAfrica.fm, but also to the streams of our satellite networks as well.
I just went there. There it is, Radio Africa FM on Facebook. That's excellent. Take a look at it. Okay, well, that's some exciting stuff, Roger, in Africa and here at home, Kimball, Nebraska. The plan is to go on the air this week. Please be in prayer for all of those activities and offer up thanks to the Lord for the opportunity to spread the gospel near and far. This network update coming to you every Monday about 8:15 in the morning, 5:15 in the afternoon. And you can go back and find it on our podcast page at ynop.org, or we'll be posting it on our Facebook page. That's Your Network of Praise Facebook page.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.